Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and in the studio as usual, I'm with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. Welcome, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, as we were talking about earlier, I got bit by a black widow this weekend. It was my first experience.
That's awful. That is really scary.
It was a terrible experience. We didn't know what it was. We found the spider bite later after all the horrible side effects, and you know, they're not
you
as
lived.
Deadly as people. It's
you
not as deadly as people. I thought you would die from one of these things, but apparently, unless you're young or older, you normally survive them.
Oh, so well, that's good to
I'm
know.
I'm still here, so.
I'm glad. This show wouldn't be near as entertaining without you.
Exactly. So I'm still recovering if I seem a little slow. But you brought some great guests with us today, didn't you?
I did. Today we have with us Kimberly Pearson with the Southern Classic Food and Beverage Show. We have Olga Watness with Pure Red Events, and we're going to start the show with Christophe Lemaitre with Christophe's To Go. How are you doing, Christophe?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, tell us a little bit about Christophe's To Go and what you guys are doing out there.
Christophe's To Go is a company where we provide dinners ready to enjoy. We have right now one location, and we plan to open for the next 2 months two other locations located in Brookhaven and Sandy Springs. But the idea is to provide our customers an alternative to restaurant and fast food.
Okay, awesome. So how long have you been a chef, and what kind of food are you guys serving here?
I've been a chef for 30 years now. And the food that we provide is from all over the world, meaning that our menu changes frequently, and we try to cook everything to please as many people as possible.
All right. Well, give me a little in-look and what kind of stuff you're serving right now. I can tell you're from France, so you're French. So is it
yes.
French-based food?
Sounds like. I mean, we have French food, of course, but we anyway, when we cook anything from over the world, we always put, I'm not going to say a French touch, but it's the way I've been trained. So the food maybe not exactly from tests, like if you go to this particular country, but we cook with everything with fresh ingredients and touch.
Well, as Jessica knows, I'll have to try this. Half my family is French, and their trembege is, I'm a Finn, but I absolutely love French food. I love France and everything about it.
Thank you.
So what inspired you to start this and go into business like this?
What inspired me, it's I've been working in a restaurant for my entire life, and I kind of got tired of the tempo of working in restaurants. In the same time, when you try to get something else from out of the restaurant, you always get back to the, especially when it comes to go food, to the regular, I mean, pizza and Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
definitely.
We just want to offer basically a quality restaurant food, or most of the time better than a restaurant, and have the conveniency of being to go.
Okay, definitely. How affordable is this for people that just want to have a lunch and get something good to go?
I mean, for lunch, we are going to be online with, I would say, with anybody else. So it's going to be between $6.50 and $8 for lunch. But for dinner, for the dinners, we are located between $9 and $13 per serving.
That's great. Can like a mom or father that wants to get a whole thing for their family, can they just stop in and get a whole meal for a whole family?
Yes, you can do that. We serve mostly our food individually portioned. Keep the idea of thinking like a restaurant, meaning that when everybody sits around the table, not everybody likes the same thing. So
yeah,
you can have individually, but you can also have, if you are lucky enough to have a family where everybody likes everything, you can have family size.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you guys are offering something that's reasonably priced, all these pizza fast food restaurants, but it actually sounds like it's healthy. And I know we're in a huge health craze. And
yes, we try to make it as healthy as possible, meaning that we use a few ingredients and keep it as healthy, and we work these ingredients at the a gourmet point of view, keep it, I mean, when we buy, when we spend certain amount of money in our ingredients, we don't want to distort the flavors by adding all kind of things that won't bring anything to the ingredients itself.
Awesome. Do you create these menus yourself, or do you have help, or how's your team?
I create the, I mean, we do create the menu all together because I don't own everything. I don't own the truth. So I'm happy to learn from others than what I like.
Okay, that's awesome. How about anyone that has any like gluten allergies or anything?
Yes,
you guys offer anything?
We make sure to be in compliance with some of the, I mean, the most people who having problem with like gluten or dairy. So we use we have the paleo diet menu, which is a trendy diet right now, and but that helps us to cover this gluten and dairy allergies.
Awesome. Well, how much has your accent really helped you promote this business? Because I hear a French accent, I'm like, all right, I'm there.
Let me know. Actually, a lot, I think.
Yes. But it sounds like an awesome concept. How are you guys using technology at all? And do you have a website, or is it easy to order?
Yeah, it's very easy to order. We have a website where you can place your order, pay online if you want. Also, you can place your order and come to the store to get the food and pay on location. And we have a Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Well, I think I know what I'm going to do, Jessica. I'm going to order online, get everything before my girlfriend gets home, put it all together, and then be like, look at this meal I made for you.
He's going to have it all prepared and ready to go. So you just stop by and you can pick things up to bring to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the pleasure of seeing the Brookhaven store. It's not open yet, but I went by and saw it last week, and he's got some very forward-thinking ideas on how to make sure, since he's going to have multiple stores, how to make sure each of the stores are on the same page if something runs out, because he's sticking to his fresh, only selling what is fresh. So if he can't get an ingredient, then he can update each of the stores on these great digital menu boards that he has. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool ideas.
So you're doing a lot of farm-to-table kind of stuff? Or?
For us, because we plan to cook on pretty large scale, so we try to use as much as possible organic, sustainable food.
Yeah.
And we probably will have kind of to create a buzz regularly, some farm-to-table ingredients.
Definitely.
But that we will let know people through Facebook and Twitter when this happens.
That's awesome. So you all have seasonal menus and stuff, because everything is fresh.
Yes, everything is fresh. We don't use any preservatives. We don't freeze our food. And we encourage people to come as frequently as possible, so they get only fresh fresh food.
So why did you decide to open up in the Brookhaven area? Was that like a decision? Did you shop around or anything? Or?
Yes, Brookhaven is very close to Buckhead, and Brookhaven is also growing pretty quickly right now. We are in a location, kind of where everybody knows it is.
It's where, great, yeah.
Across the Martha Station, so everybody knows there.
It's right next to the Cook's Warehouse in Brookhaven.
So is it in that new complex with like the LA Fitness, or is it?
No, it's, I think there's a few other businesses right there, but it's right at North Druid and Peachtree.
I just want to know so I can go there.
Yeah,
later,
right.
So.
Yeah. I think they're slotted to open hopefully in the next 6 weeks. Is that right? Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to be looking forward to it. What's next? Are you going to be doing anything else, or is your focused on Christopher's to go?
Right now, we focus on Christopher's to go. Of course, we are cooking, so we are doing catering too when orders are coming in. But our main focus right now is the opening of the stores. And if we get catering and gig in the same time, why not?
Okay, so you guys do catering too. If I want to have a business event or a luncheon or something, I can just get, and it's healthy, good food there, organic.
And it's reasonably priced too.
I don't think anyone's really offering that right now.
I don't think so either.
So, I don't know. That's awesome. So, how do
someone
people...
has to do it.
So, Christopher, let our audience and our listeners know how they can contact you guys and get to these restaurants and go over your locations again.
Yeah, actually, we're not restaurants. We're going to be retail. Stores.
That's what I mean. Sorry. To go. It's sort of like an Etsy's, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right.
Smaller scale.
Yes. So, yeah. So tell them where the locations are again and the contact, the website for it.
I mean, our website is www.christophskitchen.com. And we are going to move into Christophe to go as soon as the stores open. You can join us on Facebook at Christophe's Kitchen and Twitter. And the best way it's to join us by through email.
Okay.
Because we're always in the kitchen working around.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on and enlightening us about your company.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to have Kimberly Pearson. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your company and why you're here. So.
Well, I'm with Delete Catering, but today I'm also speaking about the first Southern Classic Food and Beverage Show.
Ooh, here. The first? It's number one? It hasn't happened before?
Correct.
That's so hard to believe. I love Southern cooking. So tell me a little bit about the cooking show and what you guys are doing and what vendors you have and all that.
Well, as I said, this is the first one they're having. It's Saturday, August the 31st, 2013, the Labor Day weekend, from 1 to 5 at the Rialto Center of the Arts downtown. We're going to be having lots of different chefs and business owners demonstrating their food.
Okay.
She started this event, Miss Elizabeth Pickett started this event because she wanted to showcase small business owners that are small restaurants and small caterers. We're going to have two levels. The top level is called the Sugar Attic.
Ooh.
And then the lower level is called the Southern Dining Room.
All right. I'm going to hang out in the Southern Dining Room. My girlfriend can hang
I'll
out in the
upstairs.
Sugar Attic.
You'll be
in the Sugar Attic. Yeah, Jessica's great with her dessert table, so yeah. She's a pro.
Oh, yeah. So we're also going to have judging going on. So we'll have judging by the patrons that are there tasting, and then we also have some celebrity judges that will also be there. We have the celebrity judge of Atlanta, Mr. Dwayne Harrison, the award-winning chef of Atlanta from Custom Creations Catering. He will be one of the judges there.
Awesome.
And then the patrons will be doing most of the judging, so
yes.
That means we'll get to taste everything, too.
Yes. So we get two judgings on our tables. And once you get into the door, everything is free. The tickets are $25, but if anybody gets a ticket because of this show, they can go on to Eventbrite and put in the Southern Classic Food and Beverage Show and use the demo promo code as stars, and they'll get a discount on their tickets.
Nice.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Props for listening to my radio show.
Perks, right?
So tell us just about, you told us a little bit about the show, but what's the inspiration for it? Was it just because there wasn't enough highlighting these small businesses?
Well, Miss Elizabeth Pinkett, she owns the Bistro 404.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, in the Greenbrier Mall. So she's a business owner, and she sees the difficulties of finding and getting marketing for yourself. So she wanted to help others in ways she wished she was helped.
All right. Well, let us know a little bit about your background and how you sort of got involved in this.
Well, I started out as a stay-at-home mom. And I was watching TV, and there was cupcake shows coming on, and then I watched The View regularly, and Elizabeth from The View said that she was gluten-free. So I told my husband, let's start a cupcake business and make it gluten-free. Mind you, I had never baked before, so I didn't know what gluten was. So
I still don't.
Needless to say,
it was
an adventure to find out what and how to use it. Mm-hmm. And then I went from gluten-free cooking and catering into vegan.
That is awesome.
So now I basically do everything that's vegan.
Okay. And Jessica, I have had a gluten-free beer over 5 seasons.
I've heard they're not very good.
They're not good.
No.
But I had to try it. So that's awesome. So is this sort of your way of giving back to the community, helping out with this event?
And yes.
Yes. That is so cool. So what's next for this event? Where are you guys going after this? Is it going to be a yearly thing? Is it going to be a staple in Atlanta?
Yes. After this one's over on the 31st, we're already in pre-planning for next year's.
All right. So I need a little help here. You mentioned you do vegan cooking, right?
Correct.
What's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Vegans are a very strict diet. They use no animal products whatsoever.
So no eggs?
Right. But a vegetarian is more open and flexible. So you can say you only eat meat or you only do dairy or you only do this and that and you're okay. But as a vegan, you don't do any animal products at all.
Really? Wow, that would be hard. Intense.
No, but you can make the food taste excellent. My husband is a meat eater.
Yeah.
But when I cook our dinners at home, I make everything vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it to taste for his palate, and he loves everything that I've made.
You should have your own blog or something, like Food of the Night, like Vegan Blog of the Night, and just tell people how to do this, or have a cooking YouTube channel, because that would be just awesome.
Well,
I'd watch that.
The YouTube channel is coming. We have that already. I do cooking classes and workshops.
Oh,
and I'm working on a cookbook now.
Awesome.
And I would love to get with Mr. Christoph, because in the vegan vegetarian community, it's very hard for us to have somewhere to eat because there's a lot of restaurants that don't serve, especially the vegan.
Well, they don't
vegan.
Understand it.
And so to have, and so I have a lot of requests for people to be able to go somewhere and pick up dinner, take it home because they're still busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, tell us about your classes and get the word out about that. Like your cooking classes, how people contact you for that too.
Well, our website is jaleecatering.com, and that's J-A-L-E-E catering.com. The classes will be posted on there. Right now, our classes are posted on Meetup, the Atlanta Vegan Vegetarian Group is where my classes are posted right now, but we're going to move more things going towards our website.
So how many vegans and vegetarians are there in Atlanta? A lot, right, I would think.
There's a lot. There's 2,083 just on our Meetup group, but that's not even a drop in the bucket as to how many that are actually here in Atlanta.
It's weird. The gluten-free trend came in, and I see so many different businesses, bakeries, all this stuff that are completely gluten-free, but there have been vegan and vegetarians forever, and I don't know any restaurants that are just catered to vegan and vegetarians.
There's very few.
Yeah, my mom is pescatarian, so I'm like, give me my meat. She would only feed us fish. That was the only meat that we could have. When so now I'm like, I'm
now
steak.
Give
me a steak.
Go to Fogo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Kimberly, again, give us the contact information for the event and where it's going to be located.
Okay, they can get all the information off of Facebook, and their Facebook is SC Atlanta, or you can put in the Southern Classic Food and Beverage Show and Google it, and then all of the searches will come up as to where you can find the event. The event will be held August the 31st, 2013, from 1 to 5 at the Rialto Center of the Arts.
Okay, and can people do people have to buy tickets online?
Yes, you go to Eventbrite and
put in the
Southern Classic Food and Beverage, and then the promo stars.
Stars. Is that with a Z or an S?
The S.
Okay, I would get confused on that. I like to put Z's on absolutely everything. And give us your personal contact information for any vegans or vegetarians out there that want to get to know you and learn more about how they can provide better meals daily.
Okay, I'm Kimberly Pearson, and you can contact me on jaleecatering.com. That's J-A-L-E-E catering.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, well, last but not least, we have Olga Watness. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you, guys, and thank you so much for inviting me. And it's such a pleasure to hear from people who actually want to promote the small businesses and in the event industry. It's a big deal because we don't have it every day that somebody walked in into and like, hey, hi, can I promote you?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it doesn't happen. And Jessica, she's my friend on the Facebook and like forever. We've been in an event industry forever. But what's happened is we met today. It's the first time we've like met finally. And it's so good. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It is good.
Well, we are so happy to have you here. And
thank you.
We're going to talk about Pure Red Events. And I absolutely love your brochure and cards. And
I think they
are absolutely fabulous. I wish I had a camera to show people.
Can introduce it to my lady who does the design.
It's really great. So tell us a little bit about it and how it got started.
I have a background as a food buyer. It's a funny thing. Like, you guys have all these foodies today.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Christoph's idea because I'm a big advocate on the healthy food and the healthy eating. As a food buyer, I was always into pretentious about what kind of food I'm put in my mouth or what kind of food I serve to my guests. And since I don't cook, thank you guys for cooking. Honestly, I'm going. So you're not just doing a good thing to promote us, but it's a great thing. I'm meeting new people. So I had no idea about new Southern cooking. It's like, Mama needs some sugar, so I'm going.
Yeah.
And my kids would be happy to be there. Mm-hmm. But Christoph is like, I have so many people now, my friends who lives in Brookhaven. I live and work out of my home office in Alpharetta. So to be connected and we learn about each other, that's a big deal. I mean, honestly, thank you so much. I never seen that before. So back to the Pure events. I like to hear about people, not so much talking about myself, because it sounds like the chicken is with this French. Anyway, what happened in my head when I was a food buyer back in Russia, and it was a part of my job to create an event. It didn't call that fancy word event planner. It's just your boss walks into the office and like, okay, you're the younger one and you have a taste, so go do something. This is your budget. You overspend, you're fired. Oh my gosh, and you're 23 years old, you have no idea what you're doing, but you're doing it. So it's Russian way to manage people. And if you don't understand something, don't ask me a question, go find out yourself. And later on, when I've been in the United States, being a young mom, and thinking like, I always want to work in hospitality. It got across the very good courses in hospitality in Cornell University in New York. Mm-hmm. And finished that courses, was very good thing that all of a sudden I found the special event show. It's a trade show, and beside the trade show, it's a learning experience. It was in Atlanta back in 2009, and there is no accident in this world. There are no accidents. So it was like, okay, I want to purchase these tickets. I want to learn something, and I want to volunteer. I want to understand is if event planner as a profession is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, yes.
Was I surprised?
Yes.
And I was like, I was really grumpy driving through the Atlanta traffic. It's really fabulous. Love Atlanta. It's like I've become a Southern girl all of a sudden. And love Atlanta to pieces, and hate the traffic. I got to the to this event show, and I walked in and realized I was there just to understand if I want to be event planner, if I need it, if my profession needed. And that those few days at that show, they changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I met fabulous people. I was volunteering. I was involved in creating something which was so meaningful to me. Later on, I met my coach, the first coach. It was Koalina Adams-Royce. She's a great lady, and anybody who starts the event planning company should go and learn something. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's good to have online courses, but you have to. You can't learn much about just reading book and go plan events.
You have to have a mentor.
Yes, you have to have a mentor, or you're going to be mental.
And yeah.
mental case. So she has this interactive courses that I graduated from Clayton University, and very challenging because your big job by the end, you graduate creating the event. After that, I learned that I'm only certified event planner, that Russian American event planner in Atlanta. That makes me dinosaurs.
<huge. laughs>
I don't know what makes me, but I realized there is a field for me.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going out anywhere from beyond Atlanta. So I'm like, I'm staying here and developing that, and being a mom and being an event planner. It's like, it's a hectic job, but it makes you feel good because you can balance that. You can balance your job. You can balance your kids. You can do it, and it's really fabulous. So connecting to the people, and I have to say, guys, if it wouldn't be for Facebook, it wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. Facebook, I'm married to Facebook, honestly.
I know you are. You're very active on there.
Sometimes maybe too active. Right?
Yeah, no.
So I'm here to stay, and my business about, like, on my own, I've been about 3 years. Pure Events was now one of the only one that pops first on Google if you search event planners in Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a lot more of those in Atlanta. I learned a lot throughout that learning experience in volunteering. So it was a lot, but this was great. It was a wild ride, I have to say.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So you're an event planner now. We've gone through that history. How do you pick vendors for your clients? How do you do that?
Again, it was very important to be involved in events before I start doing it on my own.
Yeah.
Then we connect throughout the networking and attending to not just every networking event, but the ones that's really put well together, like Occasion Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such a great vendors who not just speak for themselves, but people who reference them to me. Mm-hmm. Like, this is Cater. Oh, my gosh, he's so good. Or this DJ, he's going to just make a blast. And then I work with them. Sometimes I actually go to their event if I can, if it's a public event. Mm-hmm. I want to see how they perform.
Yeah.
I want to be triple sure that the people who are going to be at my, I call it my show, but no, it's your event, but yeah, still it's my show because
well, if anything goes wrong, it's yours.
It's me. It's
and
me.
If everything
it's
goes you. Great, it's them.
You're right. You're right about that one. I even calculated during any small party or big event, I have between 15 to 27 questions during the event.
Yeah, easy.
When mm-hmm. people asking me like, do I need an event planner? Yes, honey, you do.
Yes.
Because whatever you do, if you do the any birthday party, like let's put it this way, 75 people you have birthday party. Mm-hmm. That's how I actually started. It was 40s. All of a sudden, everybody turned 40. So it was lots of in it. They working professionals and they have certain budget. So I gave them a choice of cater. Like they don't have to spend that much time to go to each cater. I gave them a choice what that fits their budget, their appetite, their the way they live and the way they want to entertain their guests. So it
the
was
the way
much
they can enjoy their party.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's an energy connection. Mm-hmm. Not every client is your client, and it's a two-way street. I choose them, they choose me.
Yeah.
We have a connection.
It's important.
It works.
Yeah.
You don't have a connection, next. So sometimes it could be fabulous DJ, but I'm the one who is turning point. They can call me, it's like, Olga, you know what? It's nice, but can we look for somebody else? And I can explain to my DJ, he takes very well. Like, oh, okay, that's fine. I can recommend somebody else. So I want to put this ideal team and that for this perfect party. So when we start party, that's that whole my company started with this party, the small parties, mm-hmm. with 75 people and up. How many minutes do you need to just say hello to your guests? You know, if it's 1 minute, it's already 75 minutes. So basically, my business starts with meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And because I can meet and greet in 5 languages, it's kind of was helpful. And my accent worked well. I was trying to get rid of my accent until some certain point. The people saying,
yeah,
like,
it's a good accent.
No, we want you for the, it was interesting.
It sounds more sophisticated.
Exactly. Thank you. It was international fashion show that I was first time hosting the event. It's like international fashion show. I was like, guys, do you hear how I speak? I am totally with this accent. Like, oh, no, honey, we need your accent. Don't you dare get rid of that. So after that, I have another 3 clients. Every time when I volunteer, and why I'm saying like do volunteer, you're going to learn what you need to do. Most importantly, you're going to learn, you're going to have a chance to see what not to do and learn from somebody else's mistake. And what I thought is like, okay, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
Sure you will.
Yeah.
But at least you've seen it and be prepared for any situation. This is event planner job, not just to put fabulous event, but number one, get ready mm-hmm. for everything that comes along. And when people come up to me, it's like, oh, nothing going to happen. Yes, honey, it will.
Right.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong.
It will always go wrong, yes. And mm-hmm. I have a list of emergencies. I have an all-based backup plan, and I have a triple plan. If it doesn't work, this does work. And my second rule, never work alone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how small event is. I always have my coordinator with me.
Yeah, that's I always smart. Have an assistant. You have to. Because there's always something someone forgot. You have to send someone to go pick something mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, something going wrong, that's your backup plan
right.
number 3.
Right. So what do you prefer? What types of events do you prefer to plan?
I love to plan those private parties when people celebrate in their 50s, 40s.
Yeah.
Now I'm planning on 75. And there is a huge reunion coming up for high school reunion. Those events, honestly, they could be super boring. And this is a challenge to make them happy. Mm-hmm. I always put some element of surprise. And we make it like a secret arrangement with the person who is actually my client. And it makes people laugh. If mm-hmm. I can see people happy, I work in a happy industry.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm making feel, it's a lots of, like the industries are there and like in a lots of honorable profession, but I work in a happy industry. I want to see people happy. And the weddings, I have a chance to cry. I do. Sorry, I do. And those corporate events, when people laugh, it's a big deal. Break the ice.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just come up to me. It's like, you know what? You're good with this breaking ice thing. Please do. I had no idea. But if I'm good, but they were keep telling me, it's great. So we have this the team of people who are really kind of, it is always about team. You can be in charge of that, but it's always about team. I can do even just me, myself, and I.
So Olga, there's a lot of Russians actually in Atlanta. I don't know how many that people know that. So what's different if you're planning an event for someone that's Russian? What's some special stuff that we wouldn't normally have or know?
Oh my gosh, Russians, they
vodka.
That's what everybody thinks. But
I know.
One thing's for sure, they are very selective on location.
Okay.
When you ask about what events I prefer to do, yes, I love those parties because I want to make people happy. But the second, the most close to my heart is a public event.
Yeah.
Because when you do a small party, like whatever is a small, 75 to 250 people, it's a kind of medium-sized event. They, if you mess up on something, they're going to remember, this party going to remember.
Yep.
But you do public event, oh my gosh. And you're only event planner in Atlanta, oh, no, stand by. So you're as good as you, only is your last event. And it's a challenge, and it's adrenaline pumping. And I don't drink coffee during that day, for sure. And people, they appreciate it, what you do, because nobody else does it. And I really, really want to be, you know, hear out about what they want to do, and let people know we are here. We're, you know, we're well educated. We are a mean Russian community, very well educated. The 60,000 about 60,000 people here in Atlanta, and they love to party. I mean, and they're really selective where they want to go. They want everything fancy, but they honestly don't want to pay lots of money for it. Like Christoph would be fabulous guy for Russian public, because first of all, we love French kitchen. Honestly, we do. And second, it's supposed to be something fancy and yummy, and we don't eat fast food.
Yeah,
Russians are big foodie, but we eat from scratch everything. And that's very important. Like, I am a big food advocate, like healthy eating advocate. So it's need to be like super nice, super fancy, super fresh, and doesn't cost that much.
And there's a large Russian community in Brookhaven, so.
Yes, it is. Yes, yep. It is, Crystal. Yes, it is. It's coming. So when we do the public events for Russians, it's need to be not just for Russians, because it's lots of, they bring, it's a mixed couples. Russian girl, American guy, huh? Isn't that thing typical? So they bring their corporate workers. They it's a mixed, really, it's international. So you need to be not just creating something for Russians. There are some only Russian celebration like March 8th. It's Russian women. It's International Day for Russian. We celebrate a lot. It's like a Mother's Day.
Awesome.
And New Year. Guys, for you, like here, being American, New Year, it's a party. For us, it's a mecca. It's just something, such a big deal with sit-down dinner. So with entertainment until at least at 6 o'clock in the morning. So that's how they like to party. It's lots of different celebration that they like to be like just Russian. But most of the time, it's international public. You need to come up with some original idea how to make everybody happy. That's and fun.
That's not easy to do. So if you could plan an event for any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, Ludacris.
Ludacris? <Yeah.
laughs> I adore that guy. I love his music. And I'm totally in my car. It's Ludacris. It's your heads up.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Well, you won't see it. That people said like, yeah, you have the effect of a good girl. What's happened? Said you have no idea. And he is Atlanta. I mean, he wasn't born in Atlanta, but he lived here since 9 year old. His birthday actually 9/11. I don't know, guys. Okay. If you know about it. It's just kind of thing. But his girlfriend is absolutely fabulous, and she loves to party. And he's the guy who can collaborate with everybody, basically. He's been in business for so long. He's keeping it fresh. And most importantly, I really think this guy has absolutely hilarious sense of humor. People who have sense of humor, they're just my biggest
Definitely.
Thing. I'm a big fan.
He can act, too. So
he can act. That's a thing. It's some people can, you know, can cook, but they cannot drink much. Some people can act, but they cannot sing. If I sing, I can make a man cry. So this dude is like absolutely totally hilarious, and he can make jokes, and then you can hear his music, and oh my gosh, yeah. Ludacris.
We're going to have you back, and we have to get Ludacris in the studio. So.
Thank you. I would totally appreciate. And the second one would be Toni Braxton. I kind of got involved with kids who has disability. It's not it's a disability, but today autism is a big trouble everywhere. It's personal for me. What has to do with autism, and many of my friends has autistic child. So Toni Braxton she dedicated a lot of time to autism and support of autism. I wish I could, you know, connect with her here, and we can do something together as a fundraising and dedicate to autism support and learning and everything. Because there are any other organizations, they are very well known with autism known. How many organizations can you name that actually doing something for it in the Atlanta area? I have only one or two, so it's only a few. So she's the one that's a celebrity, and I went to her concert. She's fabulous.
Okay, well, that is great to hear. So what's next for you?
Oh, next, I would like to grow but stay boutique. I have my own vision on how would I like to be in the future. And when I picture that, I still want to be, I'm sorry to say, to be booked 2 years in advance, but still have only two events a month.
Okay.
It's something that close to my heart, because when I plan something, it's really custom made. Mm-hmm. And I want to pay the full attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those hyper event planners who can be contacted anytime. I do limit it after 12 o'clock. Please don't. and then I put my phone on silent. But I can text, and I can send emails. I can make phone calls. It's of course, I regulate how I do the business, but I am on the go. So I'm go, 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 and my clients most of the time go, go, go too. Mm-hmm. So this is makes actually easier to connect with those people who are really energetically close to me. I do plan two events a month in trying, even though I have my coordinators and people who I work with, I try not to go over something that rather two and great ones. Then, you know, grab a lot of clients and not to be able to handle it. So stay in boutique, in the French boutique, it would be my preference. And in the future, the big plan is my own party space.
Okay.
Event venue. And I want to make it look like a French boutique.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not saying it because Christoph is here. I'm saying it because it's something, I went to France, I fell in love with that, and this is something that's in my vision. So stay boutique and stay fabulous.
Well, I think everyone knows France and just the aesthetic from there. So
You get this good vibe. It's like the first thing you feel like it's France. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a wine, it's celebration, it's smiling, it's nothing grumpy, right?
I would go to Nice right now and just chill up there.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, Olga, how can our listeners reach out and hire you?
Oh, they can hire me. That's for sure. Next 6 months, I'm a little bit booked, but I'm totally want to hear from you guys. My phone number is 770-609-9912. Again, it's 770-609-9912. And you can find me on Facebook. It's Olga Watness. It's WATNESS, Watness, and I'm only Olga Watness in the United States. Seriously, I search myself. There is no other Olga Watness. So if I get the ticket, I can't even hide anywhere. I'm only Olga Watness. They'll find me. So on Facebook, I get all the connections that happen, business connections, personal connections, everything. I do have a website. It's www.pureredevents.com. And on this website, you can get some, you know, scoop of idea of what I do, how I do it. It's one of those things that just saying, yes, it's just picture. But Facebook, we communicate. So if you don't call me, you text me. If you don't text me, you find me on Facebook. You're going to find me.
Okay. Well, it's great just to be the only one if you Google them. For me, I'm glad I'm not the only one because you can't see all the stuff I've done. But I actually, one of my friends, he Googled himself, Roswell. And the first thing that pops up is he graduated from Elon University. It pops up Elon, drug charges. That's the first thing I'm going
to do. Oh, no.
I just keep thinking about, if you're trying to get a job, they're going to type him in, and they're going to be like, oh, no, this might not be the same Roswell. Oh, no, he went to Lawn. Yep, all right. So
that's trouble. Name.
It is. Well, this has been a great show, guys. Thank you, everyone, for coming on. Y'all did a great job. It was a very great show. Jessica, I always like to check in before we close out about your Aventrepreneurs group that you've been running.
Yeah, Aventrepreneurs is great. It's doing well. Olga's on there.
And, yes, and I love to be there.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a lot of growth going on, so that's always good. It's a positive place for events, so yeah.
All right, I love it. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.